This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hey, man.
Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey, man.
Is it true you're a deadhead, too?
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball want to talk music with you.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Listening to that wonderful song by the old number fives, I want to talk music with you. Matt, thanks again for joining us today. I have to ask, did anybody break the engagement story yesterday of Travis and Taylor in that Royals locker room?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I did not hear anybody trying to trumpet that out there for us. No.
Did that affect the way that you guys played yesterday, Matt? Because it's affected everybody's life in Kansas City today.
100%. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Kind of like that fantasy draft, right? I hope they had fun that fantasy draft.
You should have seen the people mad about the fantasy draft because you guys lost the next day. I mean, like, what's it like being a Major League Baseball player and part of a team and the stressors and everything that goes along with it? For folks who may not know what goes on during the season, like, can you just kind of explain?
Just sum up the season.
Just sum it up in 1 minute, please.
Stressful.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm not sure. I didn't know that people were mad that they had a fantasy draft.
I'll give you the text line. You can look at it at your leisure sometime.
Oh, okay.
Please don't. Please don't.
Especially after you all lose a game. It was the fantasy draft's fault that you lost on Monday, according to one gentleman on the text line.
Well, I mean, it can't be proven that it wasn't, so we can go with that.
Hey, as we're talking to Matt Cotrero here, the Royals manager, last night, man, I'll tell you what, damn near ran out of the house naked after that one, dude. That was an exciting finish. I mean, man, watching that, and the greatest thing about it is, you know, I know a lot of people in this town love Bobby, Vinny, Sal. It was Massey and Isbell last night, man, coming up big in that moment. What'd that do for you as a manager watching that as a total team win last night?
Well, to your point, those guys got the big hits, you know, the tying hit and the go-ahead hit, but it took a lot in those two innings for a lot of people to do productive things to get the line moving, right? I mean, Vinny gets a hit. I mean, on that, you guys saw the whole thing. I mean, it wasn't one three-run homer or one double in the gap with the bases loaded. It was a lot of really good at-bats and not trying to overdo it and just understanding that we just got to get back in this game. I mean, we have been silenced for 2 days, and that's a bad feeling. I mean, you're not in a good spot. You're not producing, and guys can easily hang their heads, but that's not what these guys do, you know, and you got to turn the page not only from day to day, but one inning to the next and just try to, we say it all the time, stay in the fight. You know, you don't know what you do or what someone else does that can actually change the outcome of any one game. And it can be one at bat. And that's what it looked like yesterday, is just keep pushing the line, man, and see what happens. And yesterday it worked out in our favor. You know, some days it's not going to, but you know, overall these guys, they don't stop staying engaged. They're into every pitch in the dugout. You know, it's a good atmosphere. You know, we all live and die with the losses and the wins, but at the same time, you got to be proud of the way they go about the process.
Yeah, and yesterday, too, I mean, ironically, however you want to look at it, Grant Taylor is in there yesterday, supposed to be this great closer for the White Sox, and another Taylor helps out the Kansas City area by not having his best stuff. And you guys got to a really good, potentially even better pitcher in the future last night, too.
Well, that kid, Taylor, he's tough. I mean, he's upper 90s with some cut. He's young. I mean, I believe he was in college last year, if I'm not mistaken. So last time at home was the first time I had seen him. But I think one of the keys to last night's comeback was getting him in the game in the eighth.
I agree.
You know, by getting Leisure out of the game, you know, anybody that it's not always easy to go one plus, especially for a young guy. And you know, the fact that we saw him at home last week probably helped some of the guys be a little bit more familiar with his stuff, because it is really, really good stuff. And I mean, I'm sure he'll be effective going forward, but for us last night, that was a big spot in the game to get him in the eighth.
When you win games like that, seeing it from your point of view and seeing how the team came back again, there was a stat last night. That's the first time the Royals have came back seventh inning or later down by four or more runs since 1997 in Seattle. Does a win like that kind of jumpstart something? I know that, you know, us here, we're scoreboard watching, we're standings watching. You know, some of the players probably do the same, but not to the extent that we do. But a win like that, man, with some of the guys that stepped up, does that really kind of light a fire in that ass in that locker room, or does it not even be needed at this point in the season?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's a lack of intensity or a lack of understanding that every game is important. So, you know, you hope that something like that would be the catalyst. But again, you know, you can't, in our situation in a Major League Baseball season, you can't look at, all right, we need to win this many games, or we need to do this in this series or this many. You can't do that. You have to stay focused. That's what happened last night. I mean, if guys are looking forward to the rest of the season or the rest of the week, we're not in the moment there in the eighth inning or ninth inning. And that's what we have to do. We have to come out and try to play better today in the first part of the game, you know, starting in the first inning, so that we're not in that situation. So to your point, you hope that momentum is something, but in baseball, it's really difficult to just carry those things over, because you're doing it day in and day out. And each game is so different based on who's pitching and all the other factors.
Let's talk about Lugo a little bit, Q. I mean, the last month, he's, you know, six runs that last outing. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just command. You know, I mean, he's gotten behind in counts more often than he normally does. Normally, he's the aggressor, takes it to them, you know, with a great pitch mix. You know, we've talked a ton about all the different pitches he has. But when, you know, he's never an overpowering pitcher. So when you get behind in the count, sometimes, you know, guys can sit on something a little bit more, or they can refine the zone a little bit more and understand that he has to come to them. And I think that's the biggest key that we've seen is, you know, it's not necessarily in the walk totals, although they were elevated a little bit, but it's more so in the count leverage. And when he gets ahead, he's going to be more effective.
How come he's lost that control? Is it the finger still bothering him? And I know nobody wants to make excuses, but I don't look at that as an excuse. I look at that as like, hey, reality is set in, or maybe, you know, 200 innings last year, getting close to 200 again this year. Is there anything like that? Or is it just, I mean, like, what do you think the reason is for the command?
It is definitely not the finger. I mean, this is the healthiest he's been. He battled that, you know, he's had the finger thing. He had, you know, a broken nail, a blister, like all kinds of stuff that he pitched through all year. And this is the healthiest he's been. So You know, and honestly, it's just, you know, it's not like he's throwing balls in the other batter's box. It's very fine misses, which is that's his game. He has to be that fine. He's the guy that lives on the edges. And, you know, when things are just a little bit off for whatever reason, that could just be, you know, a certain mound affects you differently or a certain day you don't have the same grip on the ball, whatever it is. It's not that he can't throw strikes. It's that you have to live on those edges and get the calls and understand that, you know, and some of it has to go to the hitter's credit too, of laying off some really close pitches. So it's not all one-sided, but at the same time, you know, he understands that he has to be more efficient in getting ahead.
Sometimes you got to take some chances. And last night it was I think brought up in your postgame presser. And I noticed that watching the game, the bench just started clearing out. You're getting Yaz up there, getting Isbell up there, getting all these guys up there to hit. Tough course for the lefties, but they delivered last night for your ball club.
Yeah, well, if we don't use them, we have to give ourselves the best chance to get back in the game, first of all. I mean, then you live with the consequences the next time around, because if we don't go for it in the eighth, you got less of a chance in the ninth. And, you know, it worked out both ways that we were able to produce in the eighth to get back in it. And then to your point, you know, Massey, you know, the big hit, I thought the key in his at bat was laying off the first pitch, you know, cause you can be amped up in that situation and try to do too much. And he laid off a tough first pitch. The second pitch was a little bit better and, you know, he was ready to hit. And then Izzy gets to two strikes, which was, you know, that's a tough matchup with Alexander. He's got a tough angle on lefties, but staying through the middle of the field with the infield in was a great swing, and it worked out for us.
Are you in the fantasy draft?
I am not. The first year they asked me if I wanted to be in it, I said yes. Then they got enough people, so they booted me before it even started. Now they don't even ask anymore.
I mean, that's rude.
That's how you
know what you do. You're not in the lineup till I'm in the fantasy draft. I hate to break it to you.
I don't want any part of that, man. I don't need to worry about that stuff. And, you know, it's like a full-time job.
It is. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, Vinny got a suit for the draft and everything, man. Like, that's like above and beyond.
I got enough stuff to. I want my off seasons to be more relaxing than having to manage a roster all winter.
Yeah, well, you do that all year. I didn't even think about it that way. You're like, I ain't doing that crap, man. I got to do that all year, right?
Exactly.
Can you let us know who sang the national anthem?
I actually wasn't there. I didn't go this year. I had prior obligations, so I did not go.
So where'd you eat in Chicago?
Yeah, exactly. I did. I went out to dinner. Rosebud Steakhouse.
Nice. Rosebud. Have you been to Hugo's and Gibson's, the combined Hugo Gibson's Steakhouse?
Yeah, not this year, but plenty of times in the past.
Best key lime pie you will ever have is in there.
Yeah, that's a great place. It's a great atmosphere. Yeah, I agree. That's a fun place to go.
Do you have any other favorite spots you like to go in Chicago? Like, do you feast on deep dish or anything like that?
I'm not a deep dish fan. I like the regular thin crust at the Lou Malnati's. That's probably my go-to. They have a great salad there, too.
Ooh, yeah, all right. Love that. Very good.
What was on the menu at Rosebud's for you?
You know what? They had a really cool thing. They had, like, little medallions with different toppings on them, so you could kind of, it's almost like a sampler thing. So
a sampler steak platter.
You did like a steak, yeah. You did like a steak flight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was good.
Who picked up the tab?
Okay.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Huh?
Who picks up the tab?
Oh, I'm going to keep that one private for now.
It's going on the expense report. I love it, Q. Well, go get one today.
Yeah, go get Ryan Berger out there and have him do his thing. Get the off day and come back to KC and take 2 out of 3 at least from those Detroit Tigers.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.